Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 16, 1902. Dear Brother Butler, there is another matter that I wish to mention. Words of discouragement have been spoken, and confusion has been created by our people's gathering up all the jots and tittles of criticism, and of their making a mountain out of a molehill. Efforts are being made to show that nothing has been accomplished. Brother Butler, this matter has been opened before me, until now the whole history of the Southern field, and the work that has been done in it, stands out in clearly defined lines. I shall take my writings in regard to the Southern field and make a book of them. The wicked spirit that ministers and people have shown in making false representations has greatly hindered the work, and has left a false impression on the minds of unbelievers, which has greatly dishonored God. There are those who have not come directly to those whom they have accused to talk matters over and learn the truth, but have gathered up the hay, wood, and stubble of falsehood to report as facts. This has strengthened the hands of those who have done comparatively little for the Southern field, those who have thrown the weight of their influence against the work. Thus it stands registered in the books of heaven: He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew 12, verse 30. Edson has asked me if he shall let go his hold and position in the Southern Missionary Society. I say, not now. Do not take a step to give up one thing until the Lord gives you the word. You must stand on vantage ground until the matter shall be clear. Do not make rash moves. Too much perplexity has already resulted from such moves.